Hi, welcome to my channel. I'm Miranda Wright, a marketing consultant. In my previous lessons, I've been speaking about writing your story. The purpose of writing a story is to engage the viewer, which will be your customers, and educate them on what it is that you do and why. Why do you do this? Because you want to engage them with emotion so that they know, like, and trust you. So in the first video, we covered theory to give you an idea of how script writing works, okay, and to get the brain sort of working and thinking about how it is you're going to write your story in particular. So the second video, I spoke about doing a brain dump, which is like a thought train, just getting all your thoughts out on paper. And the third video was eliminating any unnecessary characters. Characters serve a purpose in a film, and an example of this is women in film. So I don't want to unruffle any feathers of feminists, but the purpose of a woman in some films is to serve a purpose of being a character that stops the male character from doing something silly, such as getting killed in the film, or she serves a motherly figure or a sexual figure. It's called the male gaze. And I'm not here to say whether it's right or wrong. I'm not here to get into a feminist discussion, but that's an example of why you need to eliminate characters in your story, okay? Anyone in your story that doesn't need to be there, you need to eliminate that, okay? And the same goes for any unnecessary facts that don't serve a purpose to your actual story. Okay, and in the lesson after that, I spoke about mysteries and how you can watch a mystery for an idea of how you're actually going to present your story. Okay, and in mysteries, you will discover that if you did the exercise of going out and watching an actual mystery film, that they present the facts in a way that allows the viewer to come up with their own epiphany, how they think the story is going to go down, what they think is going to happen. That's all up to the viewer to determine, okay? You're just presenting what happened as it is being seen. Does that make sense? So that's how you're going to present your story. You're going to write it in a way that it's you're imagining what's happening in your head, like it's a film being played out, okay? And you are going to write the facts as they happen. You're not going to give any pre ideas, okay? You're not going to say this is going to happen and this is going to happen and or so forth. You're going to present the facts as they happen, so that the story can unfold for the viewer. Does that make sense? Okay, great. So in this one, I'm going to allow you to go ahead and write the story, okay? So hopefully you've done those activities in the previous videos. So in this one, you're going to actually go out there and do it. It's as simple as that, just do it. You've done the brain dump, so you're going to eliminate any characters, eliminate any facts that aren't there, present it in a way that is a mystery. That's what we discussed in the last video. And you're just going to, it's going to present itself as you see it, okay? So I've told you to go out, watch the mystery. In this one, you're actually going to write. You've already done the brain dump. You should have eliminated any characters. You can go ahead and eliminate any facts that don't need to be there. Present it in a way that's like a mystery. As you are seeing it, you're imagining it happening in your head, and you are presenting it in a way as you see it, as someone looking down on what's happening, not someone that has a pre idea of what's going to happen. Not God. You're not God. You're not God looking down saying, "I know what's going to happen because you've experienced it." You're witnessing. You're a witness, just as the viewer is. You're on their side. You're on their level. Okay, you're going to present it in that way that you're seeing things as they happen. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. Okay, so I hope you're having a lovely Christmas holiday. As you can see, it's tropical here in Queensland, in Australia. I'm not rugged up. and I'm blonde for summer. So I'm quite liking it as it is right now. I was sort of second guessing my decision. I can't even speak today. My decision to go blonde. I was thinking about going dark because I look quite cute dark, but the blonde's looking all right. I'm gonna keep working on the shade of blonde and get it to how I wanted. I had the idea of being platinum, but that requires a lot of work and you have to keep working on the roots. But I'm quite liking this shade. It just needs some like fixing here and there, and I think it'll get better as I go along and work on it. But I'm all right. I'm quite liking the blonde now. But I might go darker later on again. We'll just see how it goes. But enough about me being vain. I'm just trying to be sexy here for summer. Because that's an indication in itself. Humans value being sexy. They value sex and relationships. So that's a business that you can sort of mold your story into to make your product or your service fit into the category of being in sex and relationships. That's to attract the customer to buy your product or service, because they don't actually buy for features, they buy for emotion. Humans want sex and relationships, they want money. So B2B products, business to business products, teaching other businesses how they can make money within their business, that's going to be a seller for your product or your service. And then the next thing is health and well-being and fitness. They are the three main groups that humans care about the most. So you need to mold your story into that category. Okay, I might just go into why, or not why, but how you can actually do this. An idea I nearly forgot was when you're presenting your story, you're going to present a problem, okay? That's what I should be diving into in this video, is see how I just talk off the top of my head. I don't actually script my own videos, I just go into it. So you're going to present a problem, and this is very important. You're going to present a problem, and the idea behind that is the customer or viewer is going to experience that problem with you, and they're going to have an epiphany and start thinking, okay, I've got this problem. And you're going to present your story in a way that your product or your service is going to be the solution to that problem. Okay, so you're going to talk about your own experience, okay, why it is you do what you do. So you're going to talk about a problem in particular, a challenge that you've overcome, okay? And they're going to go through that experience with you and relate to you and think, well, I've had this problem. And then you can talk about how the reason for you went into this business is because so-and-so, because it solved this problem. Talk about yourself, okay? Don't talk about the customer. Talk about this solved the problem for me, this, and this. And that's, and then and get to the point where you, why you started creating the business or the product that you now do, okay? Because it solves this particular problem, which is the same problem that your customer, that your target market is going to be experiencing. So, and they're going to come up with their own epiphany. Okay, well, if this happened for this person, then this product or the service is going to solve that same exact problem for me. Okay, so that's why they're going to follow you and buy your products and your services. Okay, the important thing is to present your videos. Okay, you're going to put these videos in your online course videos. That you can use as a product within itself, okay, and make money from. You're going to use them in your YouTube videos and put a link down the bottom to your product or your service. You're going to use them in your sales funnels. And if you're not using ClickFunnels, then you should be. If you don't know how to use ClickFunnels software to create a funnel that people can click on your Facebook ads, and it will take them directly to a sales funnel, not a website. Websites are dead. It will take them directly to a website where they can purchase your product or your service directly after watching a video about you and your story on your Facebook ad. That's another way that you can use these stories, is in Facebook ads, which people can click on and it'll take them directly to your sales funnel, and then they can, where they can purchase directly your product or service. And it's not going to confuse them like a website, because on a website is several things. People can click on lots of things and it just confuses customers. And this is a proven thing that's been researched. Okay, I've learned about this doing my university studies, that people, when they get confused, they will just leave the website. Okay, that is proven. So you don't want a website. Websites are dead. It's 2020 next year. Let's think more modern and let's get ourselves a sales funnel, okay? The reason for that, it's got one product on it. It's simple to use, simple for the customer to use. They're not going to go in there and think, this is confusing. It's too much crap on here and I'm bored and I've got better things to do. I'm just going to leave the website, okay? Or leave what it is they've put in their cart and forget about it. Okay, they're going to go there, one product, one service, click on it, purchase, boom, they're out. It's quick. They've purchased the product, you've made money. Does that make sense? So hopefully it has, and it's inspired you to use ClickFunnels. I'm going to create some videos about ClickFunnels as well, how to use it. But this is the first step, and this is to create your story, okay? This is going to engage your customer and viewers and grab their attention. They're going to learn about what it is that you do, know, like, and trust you from listening to your story, and they're relating to you. Does that make sense? So that's the purpose of writing the story. So I really hope you take action and actually go out there and do it, okay? So I wish you the very best for Christmas. Actually go out there and write your story. I really hope that you do take action. Watch these videos. It'll take you step by step through the process. So this one is actually doing it. Do it. What more can I say? How can I inspire you? You need to go out there and do it. And actually, you should have your notes, so it's easy now. The process is easy. You know about the mysteries, so you're going to present it in a way, a logical sequence of the sequence of events as they actually happen. Okay? And you're going to eliminate any unnecessary characters and facts that you don't need in there. That's editing. And you're going to present it in a way that it's a problem and a solution to that problem. That's all you need to do. That's all writing is. That's all script writing is. You watch a film. Hopefully you went out there and watched the mystery, and that, and they will show you that something happened, a challenge happened that the hero overcome. They saved themselves or they saved someone else. You are the character. You are the hero of your story. So you're going to be saved by someone or save yourself by overcoming your own challenge, your own problem with something. How did you do it? That's how you're presenting your story. Okay? So you're going to take the viewer, your customer, your target audience with you on that ride with you. They're going to experience the same thing you are. They're going to be thinking, I'm having the same.